Or Twitter. Tweety, Tweety.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's time to start, and I'd like to say welcome to everybody this morning.
对，我们现在时间到了，非常欢迎每一位。
Some of you I just met for the first time. My name is Joe, and this is my wife, Ann.
那我们有的人我们是第一次见，所以我介绍一下，我叫 Joe， 这是我太太 Ann。
And we are going to be fellowshipping with you for many weeks now. And with Brother Eric being gone, then I'm going to fill in for his class here on Thursday mornings while he is gone.
那 Eric 弟兄呢要离开几个星期，然后 Joe 和 Ann 会在这边待几个星期，所以在这段时间里呢，周四上午的课由 Joe 弟兄来带领。
I know Eric has been doing a series of some kind. What was it?
It's how to read Bible.
Oh, how to read the Bible. Okay.
就是 Eric 弟兄带着我们一直在查考一个主题，就如何读圣经啊。
We're going to try to help you learn a little bit of how to study the Bible.
我们也会努力帮助大家。来看看如何学习圣经。
How many of you can raise your hand, were here in November when I took this class on Thursday morning?
有谁十一月份他来的时候在这里的？我们举个手。
Okay, quite a few. Now I will put you on the spot.
说他会把大家放在聚光灯下。
Do you remember what we did? How we studied?
你还记得我们
cheat sheet
你记得我们当时讲了什么吗？我们学了什么吗？
very good, very good. Josh has got it. I think
学了约翰福音七章的
It was a little...It was a half a sheet, about this size, and yes, that's it. And so we're going to do something similar today.
今天呢会做一点类似的事情。
But before we go any further, we need to ask help of the Lord.
那我们在开始之前做一个祷告。
Lord, how nice of you to allow us to gather like this to study your word.
主啊，如此的美好，您把我们聚集在一起学习您的话语。
We pray for Brother Eric and his wife Sarah, that you will give them a good rest and bring them home safely.
主啊，我们为 Eric 弟兄和 Sarah 姊妹献上祈求，求您给他们一个很好的旅程，平安的带他们回来。
And as we study the Bible together, Father, we need help from your Holy Spirit.
我们一起学习圣经的时候，我们需要您圣灵的带领。
So that each one will begin to understand how valuable this book is.
使我们每一个人能够开始明白这本书有何等的宝贵。
Father, I don't.Know the personal needs, nor could I meet those needs, but you can.
主啊，我们在座的每一位，我不能知道他们个人的需要，也不能满足他们个人的需要，但是您可以。
So we just commit our study time to you, and thank you for each one who has come in Jesus' name.
我们就把学习的时间也为来的每一位献上感恩，交在您手中，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. 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 Okay, so the last time we took John chapter 7, so today we're going to take John chapter 9.
上一周我们是约翰福音的七章，上一次是一月份的时候，我们今天会用约翰福音的九章，我们也做同样的练习。
Front and back.
这是正反两页的，大家一人一张传下去的，正反两页都有啊。
you sit, and I will stand. Okay. It's hard for me to... you sit. Okay. You're okay. You're okay. I'll wait till everybody gets their sheet.
啊，每一个人手上都有了啊。
There's both sides, front and back of the sheet. Okay. Okay. Now, whenever you begin to study the Bible, there are a few things that you always want to keep in your mind.
在你开始学习圣经之前呢，有几件事情总是要记住。
Now remember that the Bible, for the most part, is written thousands of years ago.
圣经呢，绝大部分呢都是在几千年前成书的。
Does anyone know how many books are in the Bible?
有谁知道有多少卷书吗？
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, how many books? 66
卷书。
Very good. How many in the Old Testament?
旧约有多少卷呢？
39。
旧约是39。
And if you can do math, how many are in the New Testament?
做一个减法，新约就是。
Very good.
27卷。
66 books altogether.
加起来66。
Does anyone know approximately how many writers for 66 books? How many people wrote in the Bible?
有谁知道大概有多少作者呢？
Very good.
差不多40个。
Yes. Could you tell me some of the vocations of the writers? What were their jobs, or what were their positions in society of the writers?
谁能告诉我们这些作者的职业哈，他们在当时这个社会的地位？
King?
Doctor?
Fisherman?
Tax collector.
Oh, I thought you said like IT, tax collectors. No, tax. Tax collectors. Okay. That's right. You're good. Yeah.
就是有君王，有牧羊人，有啊，有渔夫，有君王，有牧羊人，也有税吏，有医生。
Farmers.
有农夫。
Farmers.
Shepherds.
Fishers.
Officer.
Officer.
Officer. That's king.
Levi.
No.
Officer.
King.
Oh, king.
Centurion.
Oh, centurion. Did he write? Not who is in the Bible. Prophet.
High rank. Officer.
Who is that? Who?
Isaiah.
Isaiah. Daniel too was very high rank, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tent maker. Wow. Very good. Can you think of anybody else?
做帐篷的。
Okay. Do you know approximately how long, how many years from the beginning when Moses writes the first five books, okay, from there until the John the Apostle on the Isle of Patmos wrote the book of Revelation. How many years?
从摩西写创世纪开始到使徒约翰在拔摩岛写最后一卷启示录，大概跨度是多少年呢？
1500
Yeah, that's right. 1500, 1600, something.
1500, 1600年左右。
Does anyone know the central point or the theme of the Bible?
谁知道这个主题或者说圣经的重点是什么？
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Very good.
耶稣基督。
Very good. But Jesus Christ did not show up until the New Testament, right?
但耶稣直到新约才出现呢。
So how could the Old Testament speak about Jesus Christ?
那旧约怎么会讲到？
He wasn't even born yet.
Picture.
What's another word that starts with P?
Prophecy.
Pictures. Can anybody give me an example of a picture of Jesus in the Old Testament?
谁能给我在旧约一个耶稣基督的形象呢？
Isaac, okay. Okay, let's just, how is Isaac a picture of Jesus?
Obedience.
Do we know who Isaac is? Abraham had a son, and his name was Isaac.What did God tell Abraham one day to do?
Sacrifice.
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't sound nice to me. Yeah. Take Isaac onto a mountain that I will show you and sacrifice him. Okay. How is that a picture of Jesus?
亚伯拉罕献以撒，什么成为一个耶稣的形象呢？
Do you remember what Isaac said to his father Abraham when they went up the mountain?
Where's the offering?
Mm-hmm. He said, I see the wood, and you have the fire. They took the coals with them, okay? But where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb? And what did Abraham say?
God will prepare.
That's right.It goes like this. God will provide himself.
就是以撒在路上说呢，这个柴有了，火也有了，那献祭的羊在哪呢？然后亚伯拉罕说呢，神必自己预备羊羔。
So you could think about that two ways. God will provide himself a sacrifice that day, or God will provide himselfAs the lamb, the sacrifice.
神会预备羊羔，或者说呢，神会把自己预备成了献祭的羊羔。
So, anyhow, that's right. So, Abraham binds up Isaac and puts him on the altar that he had made, and he takes the knife. Go ahead.
亚伯拉罕把以撒绑起来哈，放在那个祭坛上，然后他把刀举起来。
You know, I've seen pictures of artists trying to paint that scene, and they have Abraham with a knife and Isaac here, and they have him like this. You don't stab animals to kill them, right? You don't stab them.
我们经常看见呢，这一幅场景呢，会有一些画哈，画的人呢会这么画，就是以撒呢被绑在祭坛，就是柴堆上啊，躺在那，亚伯拉罕举起刀要刺他啊，但你要知道呢，这个不是一个真实会发生的，献祭的羊不会这么刺死。
You don't.
不会。
What you do with the sacrifice? You cut.
祭物是羊是割喉的啊，就是真正祭祀是把献祭的羊的喉咙割开，把血放掉。
Right here, see. So, Abraham has Isaac bound. He has the knife, and he's about to go like this, pull the neck back and go like that. But God stopped him, right? Remember?
所以亚伯拉罕真正会做的也是把他当作一个羊羔那样哈，他举刀应该是去割以撒的喉咙，但是神的使者在天上说停。
Oh, so Isaac is a picture of Jesus in many ways. You have said it, Daniel and Nicole, you have talked about that. He was obedient. He didn't resist. He willingly was bound by his father, even though Abraham was an old man and he was a young man. He could have probably gotten away, but he was obedient unto death, and Jesus was like that.
所以我们知道他会他可以反抗，以撒呢，他是年轻人，他父亲年纪很大了，所以他是非常顺服，这是他自己愿意在祭坛上成为祭物，这就像耶稣基督是一样的。
There is a marked contrast, though, that happened that day.
所以有一个很明显、很有标记的，或者说明确的对比哈，在那一天。
Unlike, not like, but unlike Isaac, when God sacrificed his son Jesus, there was no substitute.
那不像以撒在那天有一个羊替代他，当神献上他自己的圣子的时候是没有替代物的。
You remember that God stopped Abraham and that there was a ram, a he-goat, there was a ram caught by the horns in the thicket.
所以我们知道在那一天呢，神叫停亚伯拉罕的时候呢，他们看见一只羊的脚被缠在荆棘里。
Do you know why it was necessary for that ram to be caught by the horns?
你知道为什么羊的脚必须要被缠在荆棘里呢？
If he would have been caught by a leg or a foot, it would have been bruised. And the sacrifice would not have been acceptable. He was caught by the horns.
所以他的脚被缠住呢，使得呢他的身上如果是被荆棘缠住，就会有淤青，但是献祭的羊必须要没有瑕疵的，但他的脚被缠住就没有事，他头上的脚没有事。
So there are many, yeah, many, many stories like that. Thank you for that one. That's great. And he's like the Lord Jesus. So we see a lot of similarities. We must hurry. Let's do just one more picture in the Old Testament that reminds you of Jesus. Anybody?
那我们再做一个，还有谁？
Melchizedek. Yeah. I thought somebody was going to come up with that one. That's a very difficult one, but. What do we know about Melchizedek?
我们知道什么关于麦基洗德呢？
He's king.
He's a king. Very good.
No father, no mother.
No father, no mother.
No beginning, no end.
No beginning, no end. Right.
他无族谱，无始无终，他是个王。
The most high
priest.
他是至高神的祭司。
Okay. And that's right, and that is definitely a picture of the Lord Jesus. No beginning, no end, a high priest, a king, many similarities.
对，这个就像耶稣啊，无始无终，是大祭司，是个王，非常多的相似的点。
I was thinking, there's all kinds of things, you know. I was thinking of Noah and the Ark.
我想到的就是诺亚在方舟里。
Now somebody help me. How is Noah and the Ark a picture of Jesus?
诺亚在方舟里怎么是耶稣的一个形象，一个图像？
The Ark is Jesus.
The Ark? What about the Ark? Tell me about the Ark.
告诉我关于方舟是怎么。什么意思？
可以 hold
Okay, it would hold the people in safety. We could say the ark was the only safe place on earth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything else is that breathes air is going to drown. But if you're in the ark, you could be safe.
所以可以说呢，当时方舟是地上唯一的安全的地方，因为所有有气息要呼吸的生物在当时，除了在方舟里，其他地方都得死。
Okay. So, the ark was the only way to survive the judgment, right?
所以方舟是唯一的方式逃避永恒审判。
There was no other place. There wasn't.Two ways. There was one way to be saved, and the ark was the only way.
So, 有两个方式，就是方舟是唯一的可以得救的方式。
Listen to the words of Noah in Genesis chapter 7, verse 1.
创世纪七章一节啊，想一想挪亚的话。
God says to Noah,
神对挪亚说
Noah did everything just as God commanded him.
Verse 1, chapter 7.
The Lord then said to Noah, Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found your righteous in this generation.
Okay. What translation you have?
NIV.
NIV. Anybody have a different translation? So this is where we're going to part company with the NIV.
I have New King James.
Yeah.
New King James, please.
Then the Lord said to Noah, Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation.
Okay, I want to point out something that is important, but is the translations are different. And I'll tell you why it's important. In the New King James, Joanna read for us that God said to Noah, Come into the ark. In the NIV, it read, Go into the ark. Now, let me suggest that the proper translation is to come into the ark. And I want to tell you why. If I said to you, go into the kitchen, where am I?
Outside the kitchen.
Okay. I'm not in the kitchen, but I want you to go into the kitchen. So, if your translation is right, God says to Noah, go into the ark. Where's God? Not in the ark, right? But he wants Noah to go into the ark. The New King James translation says, come into the ark. If I said to you, come into the kitchen, where am I?
Kitchen.
If God said, come into the ark, where's God?
Ark.
He's in the ark and he said, come in with me. Right? Let me suggest, and I am not a Hebrew scholar, but let me suggest that the right translation is come into the ark. Now, how is that ark a picture of Jesus?
所以我们是这样，就是我们用的这个英文版本是 NIV 啊，但是呢 ，NIV 不是最准确的译本。那英文译本里最好的还是 KJV， 就是英王钦定本。或者 New KJV 啊，那这两个译本呢，在这个词上呢，就显出了差别。那我们刚才读的 NIV 呢是 go into， 就是去啊，然后真的原文呢，希伯来的原文应该是来。那来和去的区别在于呢，如果你说去呢，那你自己就不在那里面啊；如果你说来呢，你自己就在里面。所以这说明呢，如果是来，神就在方舟里面。
对。That's a suggestion. I'm not at war with people who take another position, but that makes the most sense to me. So, how is the ark now a picture of Jesus? Well, it's the only way to be saved, the ark.
所以方舟是唯一的方式得拯救的，所以它就像基督一样。
And God gave Noah an invitation to come into the ark.
所以神给挪亚一个邀请来进到方舟里来。
Noah had to make a decision.
但挪亚必须要做一个决定。
For instance, do you know how long it took Noah to build the ark?
你知道挪亚造方舟造了多少年吗？
Over 100.
Yes, probably 120 years.
可能是120年。
Okay. So think about it. You're Noah. For 120 years, you're building an ark. One dowel probably didn't have nails. Anyhow, they're working and they're building this thing one board at a time. Finally, the whole thing is finished. And God says, Noah, it's time now. Come into the ark. You'd think, this is a no-brainer, right? Like, certainly I'm going to go into the ark. But he still had to make a decision.
如果你想啊，他一百二十年都是他一个钉子一个板打出来的这个方舟，如果神说你来到方舟里来，你肯定觉得这不是不用想吗？都是我做的，我肯定会进去。但不是的，挪亚依然要做一个决定啊，他去或者不去。
Let me suggest how important that decision would be for him.
我要告诉你，那这样的一个决定对他有多重要。
If Noah walked up the gangplank and went into that ark, he would never see the world again as it was.
当挪亚呢开始走上船的踏板，进到方舟里去的时刻呢，他就不会再看见他当时生活的世界了。
He would never get to go back home.
因为他不可能再回去了。
He does not get to go back to his town or community.
他也不会再回到他的社区里去了。
None of his friends would he ever see again.
那他所有的朋友他曾经见过呢，他要。
He would never even see the land in the state that it was when he walked into that ark. Everything is going to be different for him.When he walked into that ark, that was goodbye to the world that he knew.
所以当他进到方舟里呢，他就向他所熟知的世界要说再见。
And in verse 16, I believe it is, in the same chapter, God closed the door.
那在七章十六节呢，是耶和华就把他关在方舟里了。
Yes.
神关了门。
Noah didn't have a rope on that door, and after he got in, pulled the door up and closed it. God closed the door.
所以不是挪亚用根绳子把这个门从里面拽起来然后关上，不是，是神在外面把门关上。
So, how is that a picture of Jesus?When we trust Jesus as our Savior, the Bible says we are in Christ. In Christ.
所以当我们圣经讲到我们信靠耶稣基督成为救主的时候，我们就在基督里。
And not physically, of course.
当然不是物理上的，当然。
But we have a new position.
但是我们有新的位置地位了。
We're not...In the world that is condemned by the judgment of God, we're now in His Son, Jesus.
我没有在世界，因着神的审判被定罪的世界，我们在基督里。
Didn't Jesus say, "Come unto me"? So when we come to Jesus, then we're in Jesus. And how does God close the door?
那如果我们在基督里，我们。我们就在它里面了，然后神是怎么把门关上的
？This just gets really interesting. Jesus is the door. That's
这个很有意思，因为耶稣自己就是门了。
But then God closes the door once we are in Christ. How does He do that?
然后我们在基督里，神就把门关上，他怎么做到的呢
？Very good, sealed.By the Holy Spirit of God. So here we are in Christ, and God says, watch this. Like, I closed the door for Noah, I'm closing the door for you. Close the door. Sealed in Christ now. Safe. Can't fall out.
我们是用神圣灵的印记哈，印，印上印，然后呢，就像神在外面把挪亚的方舟门关上一样。
Noah may have fallen down inside the ark. It's rough, really rough, but he couldn't fall out.
挪亚在这个大风浪里，可能在方舟里会摔跤，但是他不会摔出来。
Yeah. He couldn't be lost in the waters of judgment because he's sealed in the ark.
对，在洪水审判的时候呢，他是不会失丧，因为他被关在方舟里。
Okay, there's many other things that could be said. Let's remember that when we study the Bible, we got to remember Old Testament, New Testament.
所以我们在学习圣经的时候，我们要记得呢，旧约、新约。
Who is God writing to? Is he writing to the Jew? Is he writing to the Gentile? Or is he writing to the church of God?
那神写作的对象是谁？是犹太人吗？外邦人吗？还是神的教会呢？
So, I suggest for you that we, today, around this table, are probably not Jews. Does anybody know if you are Jewish?
那我们
是
在座的呢，应该都不是犹太人哈，有没有在座有没有犹太人呢？
So, if you're not a Jew, there's only one other category on earth, mankind, men and women, one other category.
那如果你不是犹太人呢，只有另外一个的领域或区间了。
They call Gentiles.
那就叫做外邦人。
Now, matter of fact, think about this. The first Jew, you know who that was?
你可以想一想，第一个犹太人是谁呀？
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Okay, but think about it this way. The first Jew was a Gentile.
但是呢，第一个犹太人呢，他是一个外邦人。
Yes, he was called out of a pagan tribe, a pagan society, and God called him and said, I'm going to make a new nation out of you, not going to be Gentiles anymore, going to be my people Israel now.
那他首先他是成长在一个拜假神的外邦地哈，然后神把他呼召出来，说我要从你的建立一个新的国度，他就不再是成为外邦人，他就是神的子民了。
But in the letter to Corinth, Paul says there are actually three groups of people on earth.
但是保罗呢，却说地上是有三群的人。
The Jew,
犹太人。
The Gentile,
外邦人。
And the church of God.
神的教会，三种人。
Okay. Now, this is not the church of God on the corner down here somewhere. It's not a Pentecostal church or some other denomination. It is the church that God establishes when people trust Jesus as their Savior. They become a member of the church of God.
所以这个教会呢，不是指着有形的，比如说街角那一间教堂，它是指着一个人重生得救，接受基督之后，他就成为神教会地上教会的一员了。
Think about it this way. You can be a Jew and be a Christian. You can be a Gentile and be a Christian. But when a Jew becomes a Christian and a Gentile becomes a Christian, they leave that behind and they become a member of the Church of God now. I'm not a Jewish Christian. I'm not a Gentile Christian. I am a born-again follower of Jesus Christ now.
你可以想一想这么样的一个场景。你信主前可以是犹太人，可以是外邦人。那当你得救以后呢，你就不再成为一个犹太基督徒或者外邦基督徒，你就是一个基督徒，你就是神重生的家里的一员了。
I just want to give you just a little encouragement, maybe even a warning. Be careful when people tell you that as a Christian, we have to go back and keep the commandments, or keep the feast, or get involved in Jewish tradition, we do not.
所以只是提醒大家，有可能呢，大家有的时候会碰到这样的一个教导，说叫你得救以后，成为基督徒之后要回去再守犹太人的诫命，尤其是那些关于这个祭祀啊、节期的那些律法啊，实际这是不对的。
So you can be a Jew and not a Christian, and you can be a Gentile and not a Christian, but you cannot be a member of the Church of God and not be a Christian. Only Christians are in the body of Christ, the Church of God.
对，所以你可以是犹太人，但不是信主的基督徒；你也是外邦人，不是信主基督徒。
Okay.
但是呢，你若是基督徒呢，你就是一样的，你一定是通过接受基督成为得救的基督徒。
Okay. So, enough introduction. Wow, unbelievable. Let's open our Bibles now to John chapter 9. John chapter 9.
约翰福音的九章.
And there are 41 verses.
九章呢，一共有四十一节.
So, we're going to read all 41 verses, and you have some homework. Okay? You must think when we read. I want you to get involved in the story. Let me give you a little background to the story. In chapter 8, it ends up with the religious leaders wanting to kill Jesus. And the reason they wanted to kill him is because he said, before Abraham was, I am.
所以我们在第九章呢，我们会自己读一遍。那读一遍的过程中呢，我给大家一些功课去想一些问题。然后呢，在这之前呢，我给大家一个介绍的背景。那九章之前是八章的最后，那个时候呢，耶稣讲了一句话呢，是犹太人要逼迫他。他说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
So, in other words, a couple of things going on there, and the Jews picked up on it. One was, you're not old enough. You're not even 50 years old. How would you know about Abraham? How could you be before Abraham?
犹太人之所以那么生气呢，是因为耶稣还没有那么老。他说，耶稣50岁都不到，怎么可能有见过亚伯拉罕呢？
So you could not possibly say before Abraham that... you were before Abraham because you're only 50 years old.
所以你不能说你在亚伯拉罕之前就有了你，因为你50岁都没有。
But he didn't just say before Abraham I lived. He said before Abraham, and he uses a phrase that the Jews would know.
他没有说呢，我在亚伯拉罕之前就生活了。他用了一个词组，是犹太人知道这个意思。
He said, before Abraham was, and then he used two words, I am.
就是58节啊8章的，他说在亚伯拉罕之前就有了我，有了我，他用的词是 I am.
Okay. You remember the story of when Moses was sent back to Egypt to rescue the people of God, to bring them into the promised land? Moses said to God, when I go back, they will ask me, Who has sent you?
你记得摩西在出埃及记的时候，上帝召他，他说呢，那我要回去带领这些犹太人，他们会问我啊，这个神叫什么名字啊？
And so God said to Moses, tell them that I am sent you.
然后神就告诉摩西说，那你告诉他们，就是我是来招的，招的大家。
So that is a name for God.
这就是 I
am. I
am. 就是神的名字了。
Do you know what that name for God means?
你知道这个词的意思是什么吗？
Anybody?
Forever.
就是
Forever?
就是谁、okay. 谁什么人都是。
The eternal self-existing. In other words,
自由
like Melchizedek.
他是自由拥有的。
Yeah. So no beginning, no end. I am. God always lives in the present tense. He doesn't say I was, and he doesn't say I'm going to be. He says I am.
然后他永远都是现在时，他没有说我过去是，我将来是，他现在就是，所以他是自由拥有的。
So all through the Old Testament, the Jews know that is the name of God, the great name of God, the I am. And now Jesus says, I am.
所以犹太人全都知道这个 I am 这个词是神自己的名字，所以当耶稣说 I am 的时候呢，犹太人就知道他在说什么。
We know that your father was Joseph.And that your mother was Mary, and that you were born, and that you're going to die, you could not be I am.
对大家的意思就是，我们都知道你的父亲是约瑟，母亲是玛利亚，你会死的，你不可能是那一位自由拥有的。
So they picked up stone.
然后他们就捡起石头来。
And they were going to stone him to death.
要用石头把耶稣打死。
Look at the last verse.
And
chapter 8, last verse.
最后一节
Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so he passed by.
于是他们要拿石头打他，耶稣却躲藏，从殿里出去了。
It never says they threw the stones.
他没有说他们扔了石头。
Said they picked them up.
对，他们捡起石头来。
If they did throw them, they're really bad shots. They couldn't hit him. They missed every time. If they threw them at all.
就如果他们真扔的话呢，还是有可能会打到的。
Did you know that every time Jesus is that they try to kill Jesus before the cross. They can't kill him.
你们注意到没有？在这耶稣上十字架之前呢，犹太人很多次想要杀耶稣，但总杀不了。
They can't kill him. When he went back to Nazareth, they wanted to push him over the hill, and he walked away.
有一次在拿撒勒，耶稣回到他的家乡。他家乡人呢想把他从悬崖上推下去，但是他们却做不到，他就走了。
I mean, even before that, when he was 2 years old, remember Herod, King Herod, kill all the babies? Well, he was warned, Joseph was, to take Jesus into Egypt, and they couldn't kill him.
那即便在这之前，耶稣两岁前呢，当然我们都知道在伯利恒呢，希律王杀了整个伯利恒城两岁以内的婴儿。但是天使警告了约瑟，约瑟却提前带着耶稣去了埃及。
You know why they can't kill him?
为什么他们杀不了耶稣呢？
Because nobody can kill Jesus.
因为没有人能够杀耶稣。
They didn't even kill him when he was on the cross.
在十字架上也不是他们杀的耶稣。
But think about it this way. Every attempt to kill him before he went to the cross.They were too early.
每一次呢，尝试要去杀耶稣的这个尝试呢，在十字架之前，他们都太早了。
Finally, he is nailed to the cross, and they give the command to finish him off. We want to hasten death, and they were given the command to break the legs of the thieves. Now.When they broke the legs of the thieves, they couldn't hold themselves up anymore. They were like this, trying to survive, trying to breathe, but when you break the legs, they slump like this, and then they die because they can't breathe anymore. So, break the legs, they said.
Yeah. 所以在这之后呢，耶稣在十字架上的时候，兵丁呢接到了一个命令啊，就是要把这三个人包括耶稣的腿脚打断，因为旁边两个强盗腿脚被打断的时候呢，他们就不能再撑起来，不能撑起来他们就不能呼吸了，所以他很快就死了。所以兵丁得着了这个命令。
Okay. So the soldier takes a club and he comes to the legs of one, he breaks his legs, he slumps, breaks the legs of the other one, he slumps. These men are going to die very fast now. And he comes to Jesus. And he draws his club back. And he lays his club down.
然后他有一个兵丁拿着个棍子啊，来到左边一个强盗，来到右边一个强盗，都把两个强盗腿脚打断了，他们很快就要死了。兵丁来到耶稣面前呢，他拿起棍子呢，他又把棍子放下了。
Let me tell you why he laid his club down.
我要告诉你们为什么他要把棍子放下。
Because the Old Testament prophesies not one bone of the Messiah will be broken. Not one bone will be broken. Now that soldier didn't know that, but he laid his club down.
那旧约告诉我们一个重要的预言，就是弥赛亚，就是这只羔羊的骨头一根也都不会折断。但是这个兵丁他不知道这个命令，但在当时他的确就没有打，把棍子放下。
Now, without being commanded, he lays his club down and he picks up a spear. Nobody told him to take the spear.
他没有人告诉他要去拿枪，因为他把他的棍子放下，这不是他长官的命令，他自己把棍子放下，拿了一个那个枪，那有像标枪一样，前面有尖的。
So he takes the spear now and he comes to Jesus and he thrusts the spear into his side.
然后他拿到这个长矛枪呢，刺了耶稣的肋旁。
Nobody told him to do that.
没有人告诉他这个命令。
But the Bible said that they would pierce the one who hangs on the cross. They're not going to break bones. They're going to pierce him.
那他圣经却有旧约有这个预言，说骨头虽然不折断呢，但是他们会把那钉在石架上的用枪扎。
They had already pierced him in his hands and in his feet.
他们已经钉了耶稣啊，在手和脚上。
And now the soldier pierces him in the side.
那现在兵丁呢，就要把这个枪扎在他的肋旁。
But a very interesting thing happens, and they didn't know it until they did it. He was already dead.
有一个非常有意思的事情。当他们扎了以后，他们发现了耶稣已经死了。
Blood and water came out together. It was the sign that life was gone already.
所以水和血呢同时流出来，这就是一个记号，就是这个人呢，其实在这之前已经死了。
Do you know why they couldn't kill Jesus?
你们知道为什么他们不能用自己的手杀耶稣吗？
Because Jesus said,I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it again. No man takes it from me.
因为耶稣说过，我有权柄把我的命舍了，也有权柄再取回来，没有人能够取他的命。
So every attempt to kill Jesus before the cross, they're too early. Now he's on the cross and they're too late. They can't get it.
所以在每一个十字架之前要杀耶稣的尝试呢，都太早了。然后最后呢，他们要杀耶稣的尝试呢，又太晚了，耶稣已经死了。
How do we get on this anyhow? I forget how we got on this subject.
Ten thirty
already.
Half an hour. Break.
I go for another half an hour.
No. Go another 1 hour. 2:12.
Okay. How did we get on that? Anybody remember where we started?I forget too. It's good though. It was good.
No, we started from 9:45.
No, I'm not talking about that. Talking about how did I get so far off from John 9. Oh, they're trying to kill him. That's where we got it, right here. Okay, let's give thanks. We'll have a break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, 我们先做一个结束的祷告，一会儿再回来。
Lord, thank you for our time of friendship and fellowship and refreshments. We ask your blessing on all those who labored to make it so nice for us, in Jesus' name.
主啊，谢谢您为一会儿的饮食和饮料和食物，也谢谢您感动这些预备的人，我们这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ask you to help us to understand what we're studying.
主啊，我们再一次求您帮助我们来理解我们学习的。
And if there are seekers here, we pray that you would help them see the Lord Jesus today.
如果今天在座的有寻求您的，求您帮助他们看见主耶稣基督。
And help them to see their need for him.
也帮助他们看见他们心里所需的。
So we commit this session to you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们把这个场次交在您的手里，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Okay, we're going to read the whole chapter, and so we're going to go around. Okay, I guess with the exception of my wife and Joanna, you can read in Chinese, and we will translate. We'll watch it in English as you go around.
对，我们读九章一节到四十一节哈，我们整个一章都读完 ，the whole chapter, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
41 verse.
然后我们一人一节用中文读啊，顺序读下来。耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
门徒问耶稣说：“拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？”
耶稣回答说：“也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为来。”
趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
我在世上的时候，是世上的光。
耶稣说了这话，就吐唾沫在地上，又唾沫和泥抹在瞎子的眼睛上，对他说：“你往希罗亚池子里去洗。”他去一洗，回头就看见了。他的邻舍和那素常见他是讨饭的，就说：“这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？”
有人说是他，又有人说不是，确实像他。他自己说是我。
他们对他说：“你的眼睛是怎么开的呢？”
他回答说：“有一个人叫耶稣，他和泥抹了我的眼睛，对我说往希罗亚池子去洗，去一洗就看见了。”
他们说：“那个人在哪里？”他说：“我不知道。”
他们把从前瞎眼的人带到法利赛人那里。
耶稣和离开他眼睛的日子是安息日，
法利赛人也问他是怎么的看见的。瞎子对他们说：“他把泥抹在我的眼睛上，我去一洗就看见了。”
法利赛人中有的说：“这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。”又有人说：“一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？”他们就起了纷争。
他们又对瞎子说：“他既然开了你的眼睛，你说他是怎样的人呢？”他说：“是个先知。”
犹太人不信他，从前是瞎眼，后来能看见，等到叫了他的父母来，
问他们说：“这是你们的儿子吗？你们说他生来是瞎眼的，如今怎么能看见了呢？”
他父母回答说：“他是我们的儿子，生来就瞎眼，这是我们知道的。
至于他如今怎么能看见，我们却不知道是谁开了他的眼睛，我们也不知道。他已经成了人，你们问他吧，他自己必能说。”
他父母说这话是怕犹太人，因为犹太人已经商议定了，若有认耶稣是基督的，要把他赶出去。
因此他父母说：“他已经成了人，你们问他吧。”
所以法利赛人第二次叫了那从前瞎眼的人来，对他说：“你该将荣耀归给神，我们知道这人是个罪人。”
他说：“这是个罪人不是，我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。”
他们就问他说：“他向你做什么？是怎么开了你的眼睛呢？”
他回答说：“我方才告诉你们，你们不听，为什么又要听呢？莫非你们也要做他的门徒吗？”
他们就骂他说：“你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。”
神对摩西说话是我们知道的，只是这个人我们不知道他从哪里来。
那人回答说：“他开了我的眼睛，你们竟不知道他从哪里来，这真是奇怪。”
我们知道神不敬罪人，唯有敬奉神、遵行他旨意的神才听他。
从创世以来，未曾听见有人把生来瞎眼的眼睛开了。
这人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
他们回答说：“
你全然生在罪孽中，还要教训我们吗？于是把他赶出去了。
耶稣听说他们把他赶出去，后来遇见他，就说：“你信神的儿子吗？”
他回答说：“主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他吗？”
耶稣说：“你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。”
他说：“主啊，我信，就拜耶稣。”
耶稣说：“我被审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。”
同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说：“难道我们也瞎了眼吗？”
耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
Amen.
Wow, I think you had more verses than I did. Great. Thank you for that reading. Now, I want you to go to the last verse. The last verse, verse 41.
我们先跳到最后一节，四十一节。
Now this last verse, I'm going to call this the key to understanding the whole chapter.
我管这个最后一节呢，是整个一章理解的钥匙。
Okay. But unless you understand the whole chapter, you can't understand the key.
但是如果你不读整个一章呢，你是不能理解最后一节。
Think about it. I'm going to read it for you. Jesus said, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remains.
耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我还能看见，所以你们的罪还在。
Unless you knew the storyline, unless you knew what's going on, if someone said to you, if you were blind, you would not have any sin. You go, what is that?
如果冷不丁人跟你说这句话，你根本不能明白他在说什么。但是你放在上下文的背景里，这句话就好理解。
Or if you would say, I see perfectly, then you still have sin.
如果你说，哎，那我就能看见啊，哎，你还有罪。
Okay. So what we're going to do is go back and look at the chapter so we can understand what the key is telling us to do.
所以我们可以尝试着呢回到前面的经节，这样到最后四十一节的时候，我们就能完全明白耶稣想表达什么。
Now, last time I was here, when we took John chapter 7, we had some categories that we looked at.
上一次我们在学约翰福音七章用这个方式的时候，我们有些部分哈，有些分章分节。
Yeah, and we started off by saying what places are mentioned in our chapter.
首先呢，我们是说，哎，这个地名是什么？地方是哪里？
These are questions that you need to ask yourself, and then look in the text and either take notes or mark them because they're going to help you understand what the text is saying.
那这是一种问题，我们需要回到原文啊，先把它记下来，这样的一个方式呢能帮助你理解这些上下文。
Okay. So I have listed, I don't know if I got them all or not. So if you see another one, we will add it to the list. But I have listed, looks like only four places mentioned on your outline. Do you see those?
那我呢用了四个啊，我列出来的。但这个呢，可能你们读的过程中还会发现新的也可以加上去。那至少呢，我读到了这四个地方。
I've listed the temple. Now, why did I list the temple? Where is the temple mentioned?
那第一呢是圣殿。为什么我提到圣殿呢？圣殿在哪提到的？
It's not actually in chapter 9. It's the last part of chapter 8, because that's where this scene is taking place.
那这里虽然不在第五章出现了第九章出现了圣殿，但是在第八章最后一节，这个是圣，就是提到的地名就是圣殿。
So, sort of in your mind, let's suppose for a minute, this room is the temple. Okay?
假设我们现在坐的这个地方就是圣殿。
And Jesus has been in a conversation with the religious leaders in the temple.
所以耶稣呢是在和宗教领袖呢在圣殿里有一番对话。
Okay, and then you remember he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And they all turned around and said, "Here, let me get a stone. We're going to take this guy out."
当他说呢，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我以后呢，那群围观的法利赛人和犹太人就各自去找石头，说我们要把他打死。
Now, so I'm suggesting that what we're about to read in chapter 9 is in the vicinity of the temple.
所以我们九章呢，刚开始的一开始讲的这个场景就是从第八章最后呢圣殿继续下去的。
And there are two reasons, two key words that lead me to that conclusion.
那这样的一个结论呢，有两个词，是带着我做这个结论的。
In verse 59, at the end, it says that he went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
八章五十九节的后半段呢，说耶稣却躲藏。从圣殿里出去了，他是 pass by。
So again, we're in the temple. There's confusion. There's anger. His life is being threatened. And so let's suppose the Lord goes out this door right here. He's going out into the courtyard or to the streets now.
那现在呢？我们假设这个房子就是圣殿啊。那耶稣在那里呢？很多人很困惑，有的人很愤怒要打死他，他的生命受威胁。那这个时候他开始离开圣殿，假设就这扇门，他会从这扇门出去。
Okay, so he passes by and he goes out that door. Now, when he gets out that door on his way out, look at the first verse of chapter 9. Now, as Jesus passed by.
所以九章的一节说呢，耶稣过去的时候，你可以想想，他就是过了，出了这扇门，他往外走的过程中。
There are people on the outside of the temple, maybe lining the streets, I'm not sure, but he leaves the temple, he's passing by, he goes outside the temple, and there's all kind of people there.
所以当他一出去，他要经过门或者圣殿边上的时候，他到街上去的时候，那边就有很多的人了。
Probably the street is full of people.
街上可能都是人。
But he saw one person.
那这个时候，他在众人之间看见了一个人。
Probably lots of people.
我可以想象，可能应该是很多人。
But he focuses on one person.
但他的眼目就盯在了一个人身上。
You know, in the Old Testament, God sometimes is called the Lord of Hosts, which means multitude, many armies, hundreds, thousands. The Lord of Hosts.
旧约的呢，有的时候管神叫万象的神，就是特别多、特别丰富，特别加添的神。
And then on other occasions he's called the God of Jacob.
有的时候他又被称为呢雅各的神。
One.
一个人的神。
One. He is the Lord over all. He is the Lord of hosts, but he's personal. He's the God of Jacob.
万有的神，他又是个人的神，他是雅各个人的神，也是我们个人的神。
So Jesus passes by and he focuses on a man who is blind from his birth.
所以耶稣经过的时候，他的眼目就盯在那一个生来瞎眼的人身上。
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Put that in your back pocket.
我们现在先把这个放在一边，因为我们还在讲地方啊，地名。
So, next in verse 5, we have the word world used.
然后在第五节呢，我们看见了世上。
As long as I'm in the world.
世上。
Okay.
这又是个地方了。
What we're doing is we're picking out places that are mentioned to help us understand the chapter.
所以我们会把一些地名提出来呢，帮助我们理解这一章。
Can anyone give me a definition of the word world?
谁能给我一个定义啊？什么叫世界？
Jesus said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
So,
what's he talking about?
他在说什么？
Don't make it hard.
The earth.
The earth. Okay. Who can tell me John 3:16?
谁能给我三章十六节约翰福音？
God so loved the world. The what?
World.
The world. What does that mean?
所以神爱世人啊，那时候那用的词也是 world.
Mankind.
Mankind.
就是人类了。
Very good. The earth, the physical earth, and all that's in it.
所以物理的这个地球和地球上所有的人。
Why do you think in 1 John we are told stop loving the world? God loves the world.Why are we to stop loving the world?
我以前是爱世界的，为什么约翰一书告诉我们不要再贪爱世界呢？
Why are we not to love the world when God loved the world?
那为什么神爱世人，我们不能爱世界呢？
We are not belong to this world.
Okay, we don't belong to this world. Jesus would.Say it like this, you are in the world, but you are not of the world. What is that?
所以耶稣是这么表述的，他说你在世界里，但不是属世界的。
Okay, think about a system, an economy,social, religious, economical, everything that makes up society. Think about that for a minute.
想一想这样的一个单位哈，就是所有的人是一个系统，然后经济的、文化的。人文的联系哈、啊，社会的联系，就这一个整体的系统。
Global economy，
全球经济啊。
对，the problem with the world and why we are told not to love the world is that the world is run by another god.
那之所以这个世界有麻烦，或者说神告诉我们不要贪爱这个世界，因为这个世界的王是另外一个。
Do you know who that God is? Not Almighty God.
他不是神呐、啊，不是永生神。
Who is the God of this world?
这个世界的王是谁呢
？Satan.
Satan
是撒旦。
Right. Right. And we are told that in 2 Corinthians 4:4, I believe, the God of this world has blinded those that don't believe.
这哥林多前后书四章四节啊，应该是他说，这世界的王却弄瞎了人的双眼。
And the reason he blinds them, not physically, they can see.
不是物理上的眼睛啊，物理上我们都能看见，不是物理。
The reason he blinds them.Is so they can't understand the gospel and be saved.
之所以弄瞎世人的眼，灵里的眼，就是使得他们不要听见福音就能信。
Okay. So we have a system that is operating, but they leave God the Almighty out.
所以我们会有一个系统，这个系统呢也在运转，但是这个系统有个致命的问题，就是它把永生神撇在外面。
So we're not to love that system.
所以不要爱世界，就是不要爱这样的一个系统。
Now, there are people in the world.
所以这个世界呢是有各种。
Children of Adam's race.
亚当的后裔在世界。
And that's what God loves.
这些人是神所爱的。
The people, not the system.
所以神爱在这里的人，不爱这个系统啊，这是有本质区别。
So, we have to be so careful that we don't spend all of our time and all of our energy and all of our money on a system that says we don't want God.
所以我们要小心一件事呢，我们不要把我们所有的时间、精力、金钱都花在一个系统，这个系统呢，却是说我不要神。
And let me encourage you, when you try to tell your friend that they need to accept Christ as their Savior, and they say, I can't get it. I don't understand that. They don't understand it. They can't get it. Their eyes have been blind. They cannot get it.
就像你和你的朋友传福音的时候呢，常会碰到这样的情形。你说要接受基督成为救主，然后他不能理解，因为他在那个系统里，他不知道你在说什么，所以那个系统把他的双眼弄瞎了。
Everybody in this room, everybody in this room at one time was spiritually blind, and we couldn't see it either.
所以每我们这个房间的每一个人在历史上的某一个时间里也是这样的，就是我们也看不见神的形象，也不知道这个系统。
Let me illustrate for you. You're all right. You're all right. Let me illustrate for you. Let's suppose here is the cross, and the Lord Jesus is dying for sinners right here. Okay. Now I'm over here, and my friend says to me, "Can't you see Jesus dying on the cross?"
假设呢，他刚才站的这个位置呢，耶稣基督的十字架就在这里。然后神替我们死在十字架上，然后呢，他的朋友跟他说呢，他站在边上，现在说你能不能看见耶稣基督
？And I say, well, I understand your words, but I mean, I just, I don't know why he's doing that, and I don't understand this whole thing about being. No, I can't really see it.
所以他会说呢，跟他的朋友说，对你说的这一切呢，词语我都听得懂。但是呢，我就不知道他为什么要上十字架，他做这个事情的意义和目的是什么呢？我完全不能理解。所以呢，从这个意义上，他是看不见的，他是瞎的，他就不懂。
So my friend says, unless you believe that Jesus died for you, you can't have your sins forgiven. You can't go to heaven to be with God. You don't know what real life is. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他的朋友就跟他说呢，你除非相信耶稣基督成为你的救主，否则呢你是不能够去天堂，你也不能在永恒里跟他有份，你必须接受基督成为你的救主。他的朋友会这么跟他说。
People that are here looking at the cross, they can't get it because their eyes, their spiritual eyes are blind.
但是呢，站在他那个位置上的人呢，他没有办法接受和看见，因为他的灵里的眼睛呢瞎了。
So you say, what can they do?
那你会说呢，那他们怎么办呢？
There's only one thing they can do.
就一件事他们可以做。
They must take a step of faith and say, I believe God. I am the sinner. Jesus is the Savior. And I believe what God says. Faith.And the word of God.
他必须要信心里迈出一步，就是我相信耶稣的话，我接受，然后我在信心里呢，来到十字架前面，我接受他的这样的一个话。
When I take a step of faith, now I'm over here.
所以当他有一个信心一步跨出去了以后呢，他就换了个位置，他换了那。
And I look back at the cross. I go, I see it.
然后当他再看十字架的时候，他就看明白了。他说：“我明白了。”
I see Jesus was dying for me. He was buried. He rose again. I understand it now. Over here, I can't get it.
对，他在那边他就不能明白，因为他得先承认自己是个罪人，他接受，跨到那边去，他回头看，他就全看明白了。
So, that's all I'm going to do there. But one day, When Jesus was on the cross, the religious people says, show us, come down and we will believe. Show us something that we will believe.
所以有一天，就那一天耶稣在十字架上的时候呢， 那个宗教人士说你下来我们就相信啊，你自己救自己我们就相信。
See, man always says, God, you do something and I will believe. In that case, they asked Jesus, well, if you're really who you are, just come down and we'll believe.
这是人的逻辑啊，人的逻辑就是呢，你做一点什么我就相信，你下来我就相信了。
God says you must have faith.
神说呢，你要有信心。
We said, show us and you believe. God says, you believe and then I will show you.
我们跟神的不一样的就是我们说呢， 你显给我看我就相信了，神说你相信了你就看见了。
So, God loves the world, the people, but we're told not to love the system because the system has left God out.
神爱世人，爱这个系统里的人，但我们被告知呢，神也告诉我们，你不要爱这个系统，就是这个不要神的，要撒旦的系统。
So as long as Jesus was in the world, he was the light of the world.
所以当耶稣在地上的时候呢，他就是地上的光。
Okay, another place that is mentioned is verse 7. The blind man is told to go and wash in the pool of Siloam.
那第三个地名提到的就是第七节讲的希罗亚池。
You been there? No? Ann, did we go to the pool of Siloam? Oh, I went once. Ann, and once I went to Israel without my wife, and then I went to Israel with my wife. So, in the time, I guess she wasn't there, we went to the pool of Siloam. It was not much bigger than this room. It was just a pool. But the pool of Siloam carried with it a lot of history and a lot of tradition. And it is called what in your Bible? What's the interpretation? Verse 7.
Being sent.
Sent. Isn't that interesting? He sends a blind man to the place that means sent.
希罗亚池子不大啊，大概也就这个屋子这么大，他去看过。啊，但这个地方呢，是非常有内涵的地方啊，就是这个池子的意思叫奉差遣，所以你可以想一想，耶稣叫一个差遣一个瞎子到一个池叫奉差遣的池子里去。
Now we're going to study in detail what happens to this blind man. We'll do that later, but just let me say there is an interesting connection because the one who was sent, the Lord Jesus, now sends a blind man to a pool called sent.
那我们再把这个细想一点呢，耶稣自己就是被神差遣的，然后他又差遣了这个瞎子去一个奉差遣的池子。
And after the blind man goes to the place called sent, where do you think he went?
然后你觉得当他去了这个奉差遣的池子，这个瞎子会去哪呢？
Well, he is sent on a mission to tell people about the one who is sent. It kind of goes around, really.
Yeah.
But,
他就会去告诉别人哈，他会去被他得救了以后，他就会去被差遣进到一个服事里。什么服事呢？就传福音的服事啊。这个传福音就是告诉别人去相信那个奉差遣的基督。
And not unlike Jesus. This blind man, when he is healed, causes a great controversy everywhere he goes, just like the Lord Jesus, who was sent everywhere he went, he causes a controversy.
你注意到呢，这个瞎子当他被医治以后呢，他就有点像耶稣啊，他走到哪都引起矛盾。
I mean, everywhere the blind man goes, they say, is that the man? No, no. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yeah. Ask his parents. Oh, no, we don't know. Ask him. You know, I mean, they can't get it.
Yeah. 所以每次他一出现呢，人们就会讨论，哎，这是那个瞎子吗？也不是，看起来像他，应该不是。那去找他父母，把他父母叫来，就是这样的场景啊，每一次都是这样。
Okay. We're just talking about places. Do you get this? Places that are mentioned.
地名哈, 我们还是在地名的这个阶段。
Verse 22.
22节又有个地名。
We have another place.
另外一个地方。
It is called synagogue.
22节提到这个地方叫会堂。
Okay.
犹太会堂。
Does anybody know what a synagogue is?
谁知道会堂是什么？ 地方吗? 什么意思吗?
Social place?
是个社交地方吗?
Well, it was. Yes. It was like community room, community hall.
像一个社,
but more than that.
对, 当然这是, 但, 但肯定比这个要多。
Worship place? Like, you see, the synagogue was kind of a general purpose building. They could have town meetings there, they could have church meetings there, they could, it was a, what do they call that, multi-functional building, I guess, or something. It's most commonly the place where Jews met to read the scriptures.
这也是犹太人聚集读经最多的地方。
You remember when Jesus was in Nazareth in the synagogue, he was reading the scriptures and they got very angry at him and wanted to kill him there.
记得耶稣有一次在拿撒勒的会堂呢, 他就读了一段经文, 然后大家都很生气, 想要杀他。
Yeah, he was in the synagogue. Okay. Did anybody find any other place mentioned?
地方在这里提到了吗?
I don't know if I missed one or not. We can add it.
我有没有落下几个? 我们可以加。
Okay. Let's go. If you find it, just let us know. Okay, we'll add it to the list. People mentioned in chapter 9.
那我们继续往下呢，看人提到的，在第九章提到了哪些？
Okay, the first person that is mentioned in verse 1 is he is the hero. He is the star of the story. You want to keep your eyes on the Lord Jesus through our storyline. But first, we're introduced to Jesus.
所以第一个呢，就是他是那亮点，他是那个英雄，在整一章里面，他就是耶稣。我们要把眼目盯在他身上先。
He is the most controversial person in Jerusalem at this time.
他在那个时候是耶路撒冷最具争议的人。
The whole city is talking about Jesus. Okay. Anybody want to say something of what Jesus means to you?
有谁能说呢？耶稣说一点，耶稣对你自己的意义。
Okay, Jesus means Savior.
救主。
Helper,
帮助者,
Lord,
Lord,
是主,
Hope,
是盼望,
Anybody else want to say something about what Jesus means to you?
Mediator between and the Father.
Mediator.
Prayer room.
Mercy.
Truth.
Light. Light.
Light. We just read that. Very good. Light.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Truth. Door. Light.
Door.
Truth.
Truth.
Life.
You know, the list gets very long, doesn't it?
对, 这个单子会很长啊, 你们说的都对, 单子很长。
Yeah, yeah. So Jesus is mentioned. And in no way do we want to minimize the person of Jesus Christ.
所以我们不会想要使这个人呢，耶稣基督变得小啊，这不对的。
Okay, we're introduced to another person in verse 1, too. Who is that?
还有一个人在第一节，是谁啊？
Blind man. Yeah. In the New Testament, there are lots of blind men. Lots of blind men.
他是个瞎眼的，新约有很多瞎眼的。
Sometime, I would like to do a series of messages on blind men in the New Testament. I think it would be great.
也许有合适的场合，我就想做一个系列，就是新约里的瞎子。
Yeah. So we got a blind man. What do we know about this blind man?
我们知道这个瞎子什么事情呢？
Yeah, he was born blind.
他生来就瞎眼。
Born blind. And it actually is because he is born blind that the disciples ask the questions, right? Okay. Who sinned?
所以正是因为他生来瞎眼，所以门徒问了个问题：谁犯了罪？
And we will go into great detail about that when we get to it. Let's go to the next verse, verse 2. Disciples are mentioned.
第二节呢，还有些人，首先门徒被提到了。
Okay. Somebody give me a definition of disciple.
有的人给了我这个门徒的定义哈。
His disciples ask him a question. Okay.
那
Who is a disciple?
谁是门徒呢
Student and follower.
And the follower. Two categories or one?
Both.
Both. Yeah.
就学生跟从者，两个都是。
So they're learners, they're students, and they're following.Okay. Disciple. You may have someone in your life that you want to be like. Maybe your parents, your sister or brother, your friend, your good friend. Some people want to be like a Hollywood singer or actor or sports person, swimming, playing games, and so you think about them, you read about them, and you want to be like them.
你的一生呢，可能会有些人，你想要像他一样，可以是你的父母，你其他的亲人，或者你的哥哥姐姐，或者一个影星，一个运动明星，你总之会有一些人，你想要，像他那样说话啊，做事都像他那样。
You would really be a disciple of that person.
你其实就成了那个人的门徒。
You follow them and you want to be like them.
对，你跟从他，你愿意像他那样。
Now notice again in verse 2, notice the language.His disciples. What does that tell you about them?
注意这个第二节讲的是他的门徒，这在说什么？
They want to be like Jesus.
就是这个人想要像耶稣一样。
Now, don't raise your hand, okay, or say, but are you his disciples?
所以现在大家不用举手，但是你可以心里问一下自己，想一想，你是他的门徒吗？
Do you want to be like Jesus?
你想不想像耶稣一样呢？
Okay. In the same verse, we have another person mentioned, and it is the word rabbi. See that?
那第二节呢，还有一个词提到了，就是拉比。
Okay. What is that?
这是什么
Rabbi
Rabbi 是什么是老师的意思啊
Teacher in the Hebrew religion the Jews religion the teachers were called rabbis
在希伯来的传统里哈、啊、他们管老师就叫拉比、
okay. So we don't know too much but we know this that his disciples acknowledge that he is a teacher
所以至少呢我们知道呢门徒承认耶稣是一个老师
And they want to learn from the teacher.
他们想从老师那学习。
Okay. And verse 2, we're also, boy, so many people right away. We're already introduced now to two more people in verse 2. And who is that?
那我们已经有第二节啊，已经有两个了。那门徒和拉比啊，还有。
Parents.
Parents.
Okay. So mom and dad.
就是父母，瞎眼人的父母。
And this is the blind man's parents, okay?
瞎眼的父母。
Now, let's don't rush over this thought for a minute.
我们不要赶啊，我们仔细停下来想一想。
Imagine you lived in Jesus' time.
假设你活在耶稣的时代。
And as parents,We don't know if this guy was first born or not. It doesn't matter. Let's say you had a little boy, but he was born blind.
那我不知道这个瞎子是不是家里头生的，但是至少呢，他是父母生来，但是发现是瞎子。
Even today, with modern medicine, it is It is very difficult if a child is born blind, but not nearly as difficult as it was in Jesus' day.
那今天呢？即便今天，如果是生来瞎眼的人呢，对一个家庭啊，让这个孩子恢复视力也是极端困难的。但是比起当时呢，当时就更困难。
You could only imagine how their heart would break.
你可以想一想这个父母的心是不是很心碎。
See, today there's so much science and medicine and help that even if you are totally blind, it does not mean that you can't have hope to live in society.
那今天呢，还有一个方面呢，就是，即便你是生来瞎眼的，给到今天的这些条件哈，是科技啊，并不表明呢，你就在未来生活呢是没有指望的。
Even a simple thing, you stop at the red light, but if you are blind, you can't see the red light, but you hear beep 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 beep. Who do you think that is for?People who can't see know when to walk across the road.
那比方说一个瞎子呢，他来到红绿灯前啊，他虽然看不见，但他能听见那声音。那声音是给谁用的？就是给他，让他知道他不同节奏的声音，他就可以调整前进还是等停下来等。
Yeah. And then service animals too. Dogs.
还有一些导盲犬之类的啊，这都是给他很大帮助的。
Electronic devices that can read the terrain in front of you with different sounds to let you know if there's a hole or a step or and blind people can carry those.
还有就是一些电子产品、电子设备。它就可以读前面的地形了，就可以把这个。
It's almost like sonar. Yeah,
就像声呐一样，这个扫这个瞎子前面的所有的地形就可以。
And then schools you can go to today to learn to read Braille. You can read books. You can work computers. It's very difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, but in Jesus' day, impossible.
那甚至他还能读，因为有盲文啊、那他可以甚至打字啊、这些都很难，我们不是说容易，但是在耶稣的时代呢，这些都没有可能。
So, you can only imagine the parents thinking, we can take care of him as long as we live, but when we die, nobody can take care of him.
你可以想象他的父母的想法，就是在他们父母有生之年还能照顾他，等父母死了呢，应该他就会比较凄惨。
His destiny is to sit on the side of the road and beg. That's all he's got.
所以他终局就是一定是在路边讨饭，这是他最终在那个时代最终只能这样。
So let's remember in our story that the parents are carrying this burden with them.
我们记得在这个里面呢，他的父母是担着这个担子哈，一直担着的，所以我们刚才讲到这个人物是父母。
Okay, in verse 3 we're introduced to another person.
第三节我们又来了一个人物。
And his name is God.
就是神了。
Okay. Now we've been introduced to Jesus and now we're introduced to God.
我们第一个人物讲到了耶稣，现在我们讲到神。
What is the significance and the difference between Jesus and God?
有什么重要性或者有什么区别、耶稣和神
？Father and Son，
圣父和圣子。
Okay，
对的。
Anything else about God in this verse?
还有什么吗？在这节经文里。
What are the works of God?
神的功是什么呢？
It said, but that the works of God should be revealed.
那神的作为被显出来，神的作为是什么？
What would we understand are the works of God?
She says salvation.
Salvation? Yes, of course.
当然。
Salvation is a good thought.
对，这是个很好的。
Works of God. God has a plan.
神有个计划。
And he sent Jesus into the world to fulfill that plan.
他把耶稣差到地上来完成这计划。
And we will wait.To talk about it later, but I want you to notice it says the works of God should be revealed in Him. Who is the Him in the verse?
所以神的功呢要在他身上显出来，他是谁？
Blind man.
就是那瞎子。
I think you're going to find that when we start talking about that, you're going to find that very interesting.
所以当我们讲到的时候，你会发现很有意思。
The works of God are going to be revealed. Let's say that I take you to my house, and I take you to my garage, and I have something in my garage, but it's all covered up with a big sheet, and you don't know what it is.
假设你，我把你带到我家的车库，车库上面里面呢有很大一堆东西在那，你能看见一堆东西，但上面盖了一张很大的布，你看不清楚里面是什么。
So I take you in the garage and I take that sheet and I pull it off and I reveal to you what it is.
然后我把你带到跟前，我把这张布一掀开，我就把里面的东西启示给你看，这就叫启示。
So God says.I have many works, and I'm going to take the sheet off and let you see what some of my works is.
所以神说我有很多的事情，很多的作为要显给你看。现在我要把这张布呢揭开，让你来看见我真正在做什么。
And so as God pulls the sheet up, guess what's under the sheet?
他把这个布拉开，你猜底下是
什么？The man born blind.
底下就这个像生来瞎眼的瞎子。
Let me show you my works through this man.
神说呢，让我显给借着这个人来显明我的作为。
Okay, we'll come back to that. Verse 8.
第八节。
Unless you see any more people. Verse 8. Therefore the neighbors and those who had seen he that was blind. The neighbors.
就他的邻舍啊。
I guess we could say those who previously had seen. It must be maybe not neighbors, but some other people. But what part do the neighbors play? Who is your neighbor?
谁是你的邻舍？就这个邻舍的角色是怎么样的？
We have some neighbors. We live in the country.
就他说他有一些邻居，他不是住在城里，他是住在这个郊区，应该是。
Not very many houses on our road.
在他的路上，他住的路上的房子不多。
But even though the houses are some distance apart, we are neighbors because they live on our road.
即便呢，我下一个邻居要隔了一段距离了，但我们还算邻居，因为我们都在同一条路上住。
We have been living there 6 years now.
那我们已经住在那里六年了。
And for the last 3 years, we have a Christmas party for all of our neighbors in our house.
过去的连续三年呢，我们都会在我房子里呢做一个圣诞节的活动啊，邀请邻居。
And this year, all of our neighbors.Came to our Christmas party, 14 neighbors came.
所以今年呢，所有的邻居都来了，一共14个人都来了。
In the country, you depend on your neighbors.
所以在乡下，他用这个乡下这个词，你是要依靠你的邻舍的。
While I am gone away from my house, one of my neighbors.Is going to keep the snow plowed out of my driveway. So if there's an emergency or anything, you can get into your house. He will do that, my neighbor.
那当我离开了这几个月呢，那我的一个邻居呢，会帮着我把我的这个门前的路啊，雪给清干净。因为一旦有什么事呢，人可以进得去，否则就都雪就封住了。
Another neighbor.Every 2 or 3 days is going to open my house and make sure that my furnace is still working and that the house will not freeze and the pipes won't break when we're gone. My neighbor is doing that.
还有一个邻居呢，每两三天要进我里面看一下，确保我的那个炉子啊是工作的，因为否则的话呢。他这个水管呢，可能就冻住了。整个家一冻起来，就所有的水管就会冻裂了。
Neighbors are not just people that live close to you, but they are people who interact with you in everyday life.
那所以他们并不是一个简单跟你住得近的人，而是跟你会有一些交流的人。
So, I don't know exactly who these people are, but...There is a relationship, there is a connection with the blind man.
所以我们不知道这个到底是些什么人，但至少我们知道他们和这个瞎子呢会有一些联系。
I could only imagine that one of the neighbors brought some food one night and said, "We would like to share supper with you."
也许有一天一个邻舍会进来，说：“哎呀，我们要跟你分享一下这个晚餐啊，跟这个瞎子。”
Or maybe one of the neighbors said to the parents when he was a little boy, could we take your little boy for a hike today? We will watch him. We will take care of him. We will give you a break, and we will take him for the day.
也许一个邻舍在瞎子还小的时候，他们会来跟这个父母说呢，我们带他今天出去走一走，你们可以休息一下，我们会看顾他。
Notice.Their testimony, the neighbors, in verse 8.
注意第八节这些邻舍讲的话。
They said, we know this guy. He is the one who used to sit by the side of the road and beg.
他说这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗？就是意思就是他们认识他。
That is the only hope that he had.
这个某种程度。
It can't work.
某种程度这是他唯一的盼望，他只能他又不能工作，他只能坐那讨饭。
Now the neighbors are going to come into the story. They're going to have a part in this story as well, but we'll move along from the neighbors. In verse 9, I hesitated to put this in, but I think they're there. Verse 9.
对，那我们有机会，我们在后面会讲到这个邻舍这些人呢。但第九节呢，又有一种的人出来，叫做友人，就是其他人。
So this may be some of the neighbors, or it may be some other person, but notice the two words. I don't know what it is in Chinese, but the word some said, and then the word others said.
对，那也许是他的邻舍啊，但是呢，我们注意到这个，不知道中文是怎么翻译的。他说，这个有人又有人啊，其实这是两个不同，两组不同的人。
Some said, we know him, that's who it is. Others said, no, I don't think that's him. He kind of looks like that guy. So there's a controversy.
所以这里会有一些不同意见，有人说是他，有人说不是，像他。所以这两群呢，肯定不是同样一组人。
At this point, the question starts they begin to ask a question, and they're going to ask that question over and over and over and over. And the question is, how were your eyes opened? That's the question. And we find that in verse 10. Therefore, they. So the neighbors or some or the others, but whoever it was, they asked the question, how were your eyes open?
第十节开始就说他们对他说你的眼睛是怎么开的。首先呢，我们要知道他们就说明这是一组人呢，就是就这些在场的这群人。那其次呢，你的眼睛怎么开的这个问题啊，他们会不停的问反复问反复问反复问。
This guy is going to answer that question so many times.
在这一章里哈，这个瞎子
that he is going to be so frustrated.
这个瞎子在这一章要如此多的次数一直回答这个问题，他都回答烦了。
Can't you get it? He said, can't you get it?
你们不明白吗？我都说了这么多遍了。
It's a great story. We're going to pick up with verse 13 next week, okay?
我们下一周是从十三节开始往下。
Because we've got to get the religious people in there now. These are the bad guys, actually.
因为呢，从十三节这个法利赛人开始呢，就坏人就是反面登场。
Okay, great. I know that there's a few prayer requests. I'm not going to pray by name, but I do want to pray specifically because I know there are many of you that